If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I certainly am glad I don't have to, what, that very far.
I don't have to tote it. It's full.
Okay. What do you call an animal that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water?
Turtle.
Okay. And how about the same kind of thing that lives on the land?
Tabby.
Okay. What do you call...
He can beat me.
What do you call the intestines of a hog that people eat?
Shitlin.
Okay. And can the insides of other creatures be eaten?
Well, to my inside the hog?
Well, of other animals. I mean, like cows or chickens or...
Well, you eat the tripe out of a cow.
Okay. What... excuse me.
Call them beast tripes.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yellow.
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
A chest.
What do you call something that a person gets into to go fishing? You get in and row himself around.
Row himself around?
Row. Like he, like...
Battle.
Row.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Case.
Okay.
Pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads? A
necklace.
Okay, and what's another word you could use besides necklace? It's certainly a pretty...
Beads.
Yeah, but if you wanted to say it's a certain... You can say it's a pretty necklace of beads or a pretty something else of beads. Like a pair of beads or a string of beads or a strand of beads. Which one of those would you be?
I would say a pair.
Okay. If two men have a fight and one of them defeats the other one very soundly, you say one man really what the other one?
He sure whooped the devil out there.
Okay. what do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? Say he got down on
his... Care for his leg.
Have you ever heard that called the haunches or the scrunches or hunkers? Anything like that?
I haven't heard that.
Okay.
Don't believe I have.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
I'd say he sure is stingy.
Okay. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks... If the person looks like he just doesn't care how he looks, you'd say, he really looks...
awful.
Okay. Would you ever use the words dutchy or slouchy or tacky?
I would say both of them. Slouchy and tacky.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Right.
And would those words mean just looking bad? Looking like
that's
you didn't
right.
care?
That's right.
Now, could you use the same word if you were talking about a woman or a man?
That's right.
Okay. What do you call it if a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say,
she's really looking nice.
Okay. And what about a man? Would you say the same thing?
I'd say the same thing about him.
Okay. What word would you use if you were talking about an old person who's very lively and gets around very well?
I would say get about his age.
Okay.
Just like a little grill,
yeah. Yeah, he certainly does, doesn't he? Do you ever use the word spry or pert or chipper or active to mean that same thing?
Well, I use active.
Uh-huh.
I'd say, just like I'd say a person, I said person sure is active.
Uh-huh. Okay.